So, good afternoon to everybody. I'd like to speak a little bit this afternoon during the session, a little bit more of perhaps an introduction orientation to the practice that Paul was introducing this morning. Hopefully so you can just orientate yourself a little more to this area of experience and practice, so you can find your own way. And so much of our practice is, I think this, you know, we hear, we try out, and we find out for ourselves, you know, by applying, by experimenting. And with this metta, this loving-kindness practice, I, for myself, I find this to be particularly important. The sense of there's a simplicity that can be found in the simple repetition of certain phrases, gathering, anchoring the mind and the attention with those. And also the really crucial importance of some degree of creativity or exploration to feel out what resonates, you know, what speaks to us, what makes sense to us. And for myself, so sat through a lot of retreats kind of banging away at the phrases and wondering what on earth this was supposed to do for anybody. And I so wish to spare you that experience. However, it's all my experience, perhaps yours, that anything really worthwhile is not always easy. And some degree of willingness to bear with, well, I don't know, and how do you, you know, what's this really about, and how do you do this? But for you to feel and see for yourself, is there an interest? Is there something, like, I could always hear in the retreats I went on and the metta teachers, something in there that's really important for me, you know, that I want to understand. And so I kept going, I kept with it. And for me, it was quite a long process. So also to encourage you perhaps sometimes to have the long view, as it may not, something in this retreat you may discover and a little help along the way. But for some of us, I think that this question of how, you know, what is kindness? Because there can be such an inner climate of harshness and judgment that we don't even know is there, right? So to actively bring a sense of goodwill or acceptance where we can feel really uncomfortable or foreign or wrong or just think, different reactions that can be there. So again, that's partly an indication of the need and the perhaps something to really to be discovered there, but also the need to explore. So the Buddha talked about this quality in different ways, and we might see it as a jewel, multifaceted jewel. You know, goodwill is I don't know how that translates into Finnish. I want to leave some time for questions at the end of this session, so and Sampo's here, so we can see if there's any clarification that might be needed linguistically. But everything is a translation, isn't it? I was sitting here thinking of all of us here, you with your experience and what's going in your bodies and your minds right now, and how in a way, it's like, how do we translate our experience into words? And how do we translate the words of the teachings of practices? How do we translate that back into a, in a way, a language which is not only, say, you know, English or Finnish, but is actually, oh, the language of our heart, of our mind, of our being, yeah, which is probably a little bit different for all of us. You know, perhaps some of us speak, we speak tree, we speak lake. That's more our natural way of understanding, of feeling life, right? Through the experience of nature. And so just as an example of another language, well, the language of the body, the bodily experience, and the feelings and sensations that somehow seem to speak, you know, and have their own kind of meaning and shapes and forms, just as words or letters or consonants or vowels do. So not to overcomplicate, but just to give yourself this sense of, okay, if we're orientating, we're interested in, what is this experience of kindness? So as Paul was saying, as part of our practice, as perhaps preparation for working with the phrases, or actually as a whole practice in itself, actually reflecting on that, remembering, and feeling like, what was the effect of a warm welcome? We can, or the importance, or the effect, or the quality of that. Yeah. We can use the imagination. I'll talk more about this in the coming days, but, you know, some people think so much of, you know, again, the language of images, like being with a beloved animal, or, you know, so sometimes maybe that connects much more than any words can. And then that, you know, something in us goes, oh, right, yeah, get that. Mm-hmm. So finding what it is for you that connects you with this sense of care, concern for the well-being of yourself or others. So it's let it be an exploration. And there's something very, potentially very freeing. This quality of metta, said to have a potentially boundless, immeasurable unconditional quality. So the potential in that, perhaps it makes sense to me, again, it's for you to check out, that there's this potential for a kind of love no matter what. Love no matter what. It's not my own, as I heard that recently. And perhaps that can, there's something here to be a real treasure that both has this very pragmatic, here and now, just as you are, just as whatever is happening in your body, mind. So if you want to, just as we were practicing yesterday, the metta, the goodwill, can be cultivated simply through the mindful presence, awareness with this being, this what's happening now. All we do is we slightly turn up the volume, we slightly tune into a little bit more that sense of friendly, kind, or allowing, again, or non-aversion. You know, maybe that's your way in. So the Buddha spoke of this quality as non-aversion. Can you, perhaps that kind of brings some interest in, like, what would it be to be with ourselves, with our experience and with others, with non-aversion? So it's the absence of aversion, the absence of ill will. That's maybe opens up some sense of possibility or interest. So we could see this as a natural quality, you know, as Paul was talking yesterday, it's like, it's just in a way when we're content, when we're at ease, when our mind is still or relatively calm, it's like there's this kind of natural, you know, sort of flow or activity of kindness. It's just kind of a natural thing. So again, we could see our practice simply concerning itself with whatever seems to impede that. That's where we work. We work with the hindrances. We work with the sense of resistance, the sense of judgment, and I don't deserve it, they don't deserve it, you know. Fear, you know, that kind of trying to keep people at a distance. We'll talk more about these things. Actually, it's like, illuminating that hindrance is actually the way that this goodwill can, it naturally then can flower, can express itself through clearing, through revealing, through awareness of those hindrances. So I hope you can get some, hope that's some help. I'd like now to move into maybe a little bit on working with the phrases, if you would like to do that. Just a little more kind of guidance from my experience with that. And then as I said, there'll be some time for questions. But really feel free to let my voice just let it be sound. You don't need to, you know, obey any of this, right? You don't have to any of this. You can just sit and, you know, be present and trust that anything helpful will kind of go in, and so just really invite you to listen with in an open, grounded way. It's like, there's no hurry. There's no demand here that you get anything or do anything. Lots of room to just be and explore in your own way, in your own time, and just to take what you want to, really. So working with very simple phrases, which I'll just offer three that Paul mentioned this morning. And one, to me, one of the most important and interesting kind of things to play is a good word, play, experiments, is the balance between simplicity, just sound the phrase, in your mind like you're ringing a bell. May I be safe. And listen. I'm speaking over the resonance of the bell now, but can you still hear it? So you can let the metaphrase be like a bell, and then you can wait, you can listen. May I be well. So it's a kind of listening that allows, it doesn't demand, right? So we're not, we're sort of letting go of any sense of what's got to happen, as a result, as, you know, suddenly I feel full of love for all beings. Maybe. Just sound the phrase like planting a seed. Connect as much as you can with whatever words, in whatever language, or an image, or even one word. It's like feels okay for you. Just go with that. You can always change it later. And sound the word, sound the phrase with some sense of letting that meaning or that intention. Feel it in the body. Like sound, there's a physical resonance. So with a thought, if we listen really carefully, we can feel a thought resonates in the body. Again, just can be very subtle, sometimes very obvious. So you can notice the kind of phrases, maybe it's too much, too something, you know, too icky, too pink, or too something. And so, okay, you know, maybe another word, another image, don't you? But also, so we say the phrase, we listen, and we're patient with the reactivities of the mind. Because whatever practice you do, hindrances are likely to arise. Aversion, I don't want to do this, this is stupid. Wanting, I just want to feel the love. I don't want to feel this kind of achy body and confused mind. The restlessness, or the sleepiness. I think, this is quite pleasant. I think I'll just... Or the doubt. Oh, no, I don't know. Should I use this word or that word? Well, this, no, that image would be good. Oh, no, I'll forget all this. I'll just be with the breathing. Or, oh, no, maybe I should. Doubt. So I encourage you, if you have the interest, if you have the willingness, just to give yourself, maybe even for short periods, not necessarily even a whole sitting, just give yourself to the simplicity. May I be safe. May I be well. May this being be well. Again, different words. May I find peace. May I find peace. Sampa will put some phrases in Finnish on the board. So again, you can see some possible ways of translating these. So I'm just going to leave some space, some silence now, and invite you to explore, experiment in simple and allowing some creative exploration. Again, as your willingness and your interest indicate. And then we'll have a little time for questions. Just being able to, just for today, just for now, be generous and brave enough to offer and receive this offering and receiving of well-wishing for this being, this living, breathing, feeling being. Here. May I be safe. May I be well. May I find peace. So we have a few minutes, and please, if there are any questions you'd like to ask right now, there's a little bit of time.
What is the aim of this practice of actually? Quite often this is somehow associated in me with warm and very pleasant bodily sensations. But now, for a few days, I've had so much physical pain and emotional pain going on that those pleasant sensations have not been available. So, sort of, I'm generating metta, but without those emotions, without those physical feelings, and I'm left with a question.
Mm.
Is this like going to the right direction if I don't have those emotions, or I don't have those feelings? And what I'm trying to, or my solution there has been that I sort of take the difficulty trying to see very in a very wholesome manner and then surround it with an intention of goodwill.
Mm.
But yes, my question basically is that are we aiming for some kind of sensation, or are we aiming for else?
Mm.
Is metta okay without any sensation?
Mm. Yes. That's the short answer. Yes, that sometimes there is good feeling and sometimes there isn't. And one way we can understand metta is that it's an attitude or an ability or intention. And that is probably more important than the good feeling. It's going to be more, it's going to probably make more of a difference because it's more inclusive of whatever is happening, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So, yeah, there's something there that about the potentially unconditional, inclusive nature of metta that may be possible for you to begin to feel into. The other thought is that, again, we'll maybe go into this more tomorrow, is that when there's a lot of difficulty, we can allow the metta to shade more into compassion, into karuna, into care, into this compassionate response and resonance with pain. So that's something that we can explore together, seeing how those two, that the metta, the basic friendliness and the holding of whatever meeting of whatever's happening, but then at times we can allow the heart to open in compassion. There's a kind of difference, like, you know, different flavor to that. Something more about the capacity of the heart to meet and actually feel with, resonate with the painful, with a sense of caring. So it's a slightly different quality. I mean, I wouldn't say they're completely different. Does that make some sense? That's a response to what you're saying. So I would say, keep faith with the fostering of the willingness to bring friendliness, you know, whatever is happening, to keep in touch with that goodwill in the presence of difficulty is a very powerful, helpful thing for our life and has also the potential to liberate us from sort of all the other, you know, suffering that can happen to, you know, that adds on to what's difficult when we don't have that goodwill and that kindness as our basic response. So, yeah, I hope that's some help, but yeah, thank you. Thanks.
I said about now I noticed during you were speaking that I was, and I am kind of used to getting a certain response.
Mm-hmm.
And I drop in those phrases, I get a certain response of this physical sensation, and now that when it's not coming, I'm sort of confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this is working or if this is the right practice at all, or if it is like coming to the right direction. But
yeah, yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good. Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So, thank you very much for your attention, your willingness to be here and practice and explore. Really wish you good continuing afternoon. And so now there's a walking period and a couple of one-to-ones just with me in Karuna room, and then meet back in here for the next set in about half an hour.